to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I got to tell you, this is just like absolutely awesome for me to be able to connect with so many of you. I want to officially let everyone know, because we have officially done this, we have launched Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. For those of you that are listening, if you're listening to the show from Tampa, if you're listening to the show from the Boston area, if you're listening from any other place in the United States and in Australia, you're going to want to go to the website and look at exactly what we're talking about. If you go to the drpatshow.com website, right there on the home page, what you're going to find is you can click on it and it'll take you to the makeover. If you go directly to drpatsmakeover.com, you're going to see again what we're up to. And the reason that, you know, I'm mentioning it here today is because my guest, both guests actually, are part of the folks that are going to be providing some of these services. And so you are going to get to hear a little bit from each of them. Many of you have known Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. He has been on the Dr. Pat Show. He will continue to be on the show because his message is more than simply powerful. He is someone that is helping transform the lives of so many people. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, Inc. It's a mind, body, spirit healing and empowerment program. He has over 15 years of practice. His testimonials will blow you right off the roof if you ever take a look at them. And we're going to give you his website, which is simple, cellularwisdom.com. And we're also looking at what he developed in his personal breakthrough and empowerment program. But here today, he's talking about, you know, it's funny how, you know, Dr. Friedemann, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's funny how you come up with these topics that are so, like, Benny and I were talking about this earlier, but are so in the minds of people. Today, you know, you're talking about the hypervigilant racing mind, friend or foe. And I know that you're going to be one of the folks that are going to be working with the participants in the makeover.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Isn't that exciting?
That's very exciting.
I mean, all of us have this racing mind. And I thought to myself, I wonder why he came up with that topic today.
You know, I am using mind racing as a habitual, you know, sport activity almost in myself for a long, long time. So I really know what I'm talking about. And one of the things that I find so interesting about this is the racing mind comes up especially when, for me, nothing is going on. You know, recently I was on a vacation. It was beautiful in the mountains. Everything was great. It was almost too much to handle. And so there was this little voice inside of me coming up and wondering something, or asking a question, or doubting. And that's when the spiral and this merry-go-round of the mind begins.
Well, you know, and so how do we follow sort of the path of this? I mean, you know, some people say, oh, you know, that's just the way my mind works. That's just not a problem. That's the way it works. Other people say, and, you know, truly, someone like you, you know, someone in the field of, you know, health and well-being, the racing mind could race to the point where it just exhausts our bodies.
Absolutely. And, you know, I believe the racing mind doesn't stop when we fall asleep. Many people tell me, you know, they do work at night when they're sleeping. The racing mind just keeps on going. The dreams are like the racing mind. So they have like 24/7 something inside going on and racing away. And as you said before the show, and it's hard to keep up. It's hard to really make it stop. And many people try to make it stop. But I found a way to make it stop that has helped many people to reduce the racing mind by 80-90% in just 1 or 2 weeks. And that's, I think, really has made a big difference in their lives.
It does make a big difference because, you know, I mean, if we start from the very premise of, you know, that we're all magnificent, then it leads to the question, where the heck does the racing mind come from? You know what I mean? If we're all like popping out happy,
right,
chipper,
right.
Right?
Well, you know, I think it's so fascinating that most people, first of all, are maybe aware of the first layer of the racing mind, but not really on the deeper level.
So okay, so there are different levels.
Absolutely. And when you ask people just to write down every just negative thought that they have, any thought that's about questioning, doubting, worrying, and they said, well, you know, maybe there's one or two a day, and they actually take time and have the awareness to listen to it, they are blown away how many times they are saying things to themselves that are rather negative and non-supportive.
Well, I wanted to ask you about this very point, because this was a comment that was made to me recently, and I know we're going to talk about it today. And the comment was made to me by a pretty close friend of mine. It was, you know what? You must be like on something. You're like totally happy, almost Pollyanna-ish. You know, you're not, you don't live in the real world. And so it was like, okay, so then, honestly, I started to think.
Uh-huh.
I'm not living in the real world. So I started to entertain, what is the real world? And I found myself in this, oh my God, where am I going with these thoughts? What does that mean?
Well, I think the meaning or the question for the real world is really good, because I haven't found it yet. I mean, if somebody can direct me towards the real world, it would be nice to know where it is, because there is not such a thing as the real world. We are just making it up anyhow, and we are making it up in our minds. And the mind racing, you know, I always liken it to the movie Jaws. You know, when you watch Jaws and there are certain sequences and you look at the beach and you would just, you know, put your TV on mute, everything looks nice. People are in bathing suits, having a good time. Then you put the sound on, and then there's this and all of a sudden you feel like, okay, something bad's going to happen. That's what the racing mind is doing for us. There is this in the background. Everything around us seems to be okay, but it's filtered through that background noise of the racing mind, and it seems like, oh, it's scary. You have to, you know, watch out, be vigilant about what you're doing. And that's, for some people, the real world. But it's just filtered out through those background noises, you know, these questions, these doubts, these worries we have in our minds.
And, you know, what's really interesting about that is that there's this idea that if we're not worrying, then we're not living in the real world. And that was kind of the deal. It's that, you know, worry equals real world. And, you know, how dare you not be at this place? But I was really struck by, and I want to ask you about this, I was really struck by how quickly I started to evaluate myself and thinking to myself, well, dude, maybe, you know, I'm not living in the real world. You know, maybe I should pay more attention to the things that are not going right. Maybe, you know, and I could feel this going on. So I wanted to ask you, is that the point of, quote, danger, so to speak, in the next step for ourselves?
Well, basically, you know, when we look at mind racing, there are these questions and these doubts and worries about, you know, danger and what could happen. And I think they come from the messages that we get on a daily basis from the media and the news and so on. Not from this program, of course. And then, you know, these imprints we had from the past, you know, where our parents, very often coming from a different time frame, from a different generation, talking about, well, there is no free lunch, you know, life is hard, you have to watch out, you know, be on your toes. All these messages that we all heard, they in some ways also framed our idea of what is reality, what's the real world, what's when you're an adult. You know, my wife always says, you know, it's not fair when you're a child. You get tricked into believing summer is off, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, all is great. And then you're an adult and all of a sudden, 1 week, 2 weeks, summer. So it's like, you know, even doing that, you feel the real world is much harsher. There's less freedom. And we just completely buy into it. But the other part that I find is so detrimental is the critical, self-judgmental, self-deprecating way of thinking about ourselves. And that's what the other, you know, the other tier of the racing mind is. And I did a workshop once and I asked people, you know, just write down negative thoughts that you have about yourself. three of the top ones, the most classic ones, and then give them to your neighbor and let the neighbor read them to you, directing those thoughts to you, like, you know, you're fat, you are this, you're stupid, and see how you feel. And people were offended. I mean, they felt like, you know, immediately this person is, you know, annoying, they don't like this person. There was a lot of tension in the room, and they realized, this is what I'm doing to myself all the time. I would never say to somebody else, if somebody would say this to me, I would be really, you know, offended and angry. But we are just taking it and taking it and giving it to ourselves over and over again. And that's also something that raises the stress level, the anxiety level dramatically. And
you know, what you're talking about is so true. When we come back from break, we're going to talk more about this. But I want to make sure that folks have a way to get a copy of, you know, a couple of CDs you're giving away.
I love to give the CDs away.
Yeah. And I don't want to wait too long because I want to keep reminding people. But you can go, first of all, the website is cellularwisdom.com. And also the way to, you know, be part of a raffle where Dr. Friedemann will give away two self-hypnosis CDs called Be Free. I love that. Be Free. Release stress and anxiety, one per person. And so all we need to do is we can give them your 800 number.
Yes.
Let's do that. Toll free number 866-903-MIND or 6463. 866-903-6463. If you call in, leave your name, email, or a phone number to be reached, Dr. Friedemann will be able to call you when you win these CDs. We've got lots to talk about. The question is, why don't we just ignore that mind? Uh-oh, I hear the music. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners, if you just refinanced or bought your house, did you know you signed a piece of paper agreeing to pay your lender more money in interest than you borrowed? How would you like to cut that interest almost in half or two-thirds without refinancing or making extra payments? Plus have your house paid off in about 10 years, not 30. If this catches your attention, we can help. Find out how much interest you can save on your current mortgage today by visiting debtfreemca.com or calling 888-252-3083. Your family will be glad you did.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life, guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift, it is a skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory ebook and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Enough to bring back some memories, of course. You know, Dr. Friedman, you absolutely nailed it with that song, with the music from theme music from Jaws and all the Jaws movies, you know, of course, because that is the sound that plays in our minds. I mean,
it does.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's something that, again, when we are aware of where it comes from, we can actually deal with it. We can work with it. And a lot of people believe these negative thoughts need to be, as you said at the end of the last segment, to be ignored. Forget about it, delete it, talk yourself out. Thoughts stop. They begin to continue to come. And sometimes when we ignore them, they come stronger and stronger and stronger. And so what's going on? And that's what I was asking myself when I did this, you know, research around negative self-talk. Where does it really come from? What's the root cause of those thoughts? And you were sharing in the break a story about yourself.
Yeah, and I want to talk to this because this is exactly, you know, for me, really important. But I want to also make sure that please call 866-903-6463. 866-903-6463. And the reason we want you to give that phone number a call is you'll be put into a raffle and Dr. Friedman will be able to give you a copy of this fabulous CD, which is called Be Free. Cellularwisdom.com is the website. So this is really, really cool. And later on in the show, we'll also mention some of the journey to Egypt that he's doing. But yeah, here's the story. I don't know if I do know that other people can affect sort of our consciousness and the way we think. And I was sharing during the break that not my best friend, but certainly somebody I know that I respect made a comment to me. And the comment was, you know, something like, I don't live in the real world, or I don't live in the real world. I live on some planet. Well, you know, honestly speaking, every performance review I ever got received in the corporate world had a statement like that. And, you know, for a really long time, I lived with the fact that that wasn't a good thing. But what I know is when you're kind of living on another planet, you have a quantum partner that you can talk with. But more importantly, you're living in the world of unlimited possibilities. However, that particular comment from someone that I trusted triggered something. And that's what I think is very interesting. And I shared with you that I don't live in the world of worry. I never have. You know, I've managed $60 million budgets. It never fazed me. And if something bugs me, it bugs me for a minute and then I moved on. But it's kind of like this one comment has got to me. And, you know, and so I wanted to ask you about that because it starts a chain reaction.
Right. And you said it very well. Something got triggered to come to the surface.
Uh-huh.
And in my experience, that what is triggered is a part of our subconscious. And somewhat, you know, like a sub-personality, a part of us that is like this little inner voice that wonders what's going on. And you said in the break there are two voices.
One is
more in the unlimited possibility world, and the other one is, well, you know, the real world is hard, it's dangerous, it's difficult, all these kind of things. And so what we want to do is to understand, where did this voice come from? And for most people, this voice comes from way back. somehow in our childhood, an imprint that we had from what the messages were from our parents, from school, maybe some experiences that we had before the age of 12. It doesn't have to be an imprint that we were buying into. It could be an imprint that we have been rebelling against all our lives. And at some point, it just rises to the surface.
It just pops up. And there it is again.
And there it is.
Just like that in the Jaws movie.
That's right.
You know, and what I love about this, there's a scene in the movie, as you know, where there are a couple of kids floating around and they have the fin. They have the fin on their back, the shark's fin on their back, right? And everybody is seeing the fin. And so everybody's panicked about it, only to find there are these two kids.
Right.
Well, it's kind of like having the shark fin in your mind all the time.
That's such a great analogy. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And when you realize that it's actually just a younger part of your subconscious and you can accept it. Let's just imagine you would completely accept, okay, there's just something small, insecure, anxious inside of me. And that part of me doesn't need to be scolded. It doesn't need to be told, shut up. It doesn't need to be ignored. What it really needs is reassurance. It just needs to be reassured and comforted. Everything is fine. Don't worry about it. And here is why. This is how, when you're addressing your negative self-talk, you can quieten this voice in a very short amount of time. But the key is that you are putting emotion, feelings into your positive self-talk. And this, the sequence goes like this. So you have a negative self-talk, and immediately you stop the spiral from getting out of control. And then,
how do you do that?
By really noticing it and then saying, okay, is this really true? Is this really, reality check, is this really true what I'm saying to myself? Is there really any danger right side, you know, outside there? And you would say probably no. There is really nothing to worry about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does saying that I'm not living in the real world, that there is danger, help me? Does it serve me? Does it help me to reach my goals? And all these answers are probably no, it doesn't. Then you're going to find, and this is where the scope gets into a wider perspective, because when you only look at danger or worry or doubt, you only have a very, very small tunnel vision that you look at. And what you want to do is now to go to the bigger perspective and ask, okay, what can I say that are three positive things that are counterbalancing this negative thought that I just had, that I'm, you know, that I'm in danger, or that the real world is different that I'm living in. So what are three things that immediately come up to your mind? What's the evidence that you have that what you just said is not true? Now, most people try to do that, and they did it intellectually, you know, like mental gymnastic, and found like, yeah, you know, I can find three things. But they didn't feel anything. They didn't have any passion or compassion in that.
Right.
Now, that's where the image of this younger self helps. When you're imagining you would say this to your, you know, younger sister, niece, daughter, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And you would say this in a way that comes really from the heart. There is an emotion with it, a comforting, reassuring emotion that makes a huge difference. And when you do this several times a day for 1 or 2 weeks, you will notice there is a quietness inside. Something inside of you feels safe again. Something inside of you is convinced, okay, it's fine.
So one of these things that, and this is probably along the same lines, but before we do, I ask you this question. I want to make sure we give out your website again. And again, for the folks that, for those of you that would have, you know, love to have a copy of this fabulous Be Free CD, you can certainly call the 800 number. Just call, leave a message, tell them that you want to be put in the raffle for the CD, 866-903-MIND or 866-903-6463. Go to the website cellularwisdom.com. Lots of information.
Yeah, and you can actually also email us at info@cellularwisdom.com for a summary of what we've been talking about. I wrote an article about this, and I'm happy to send it to you. Just send us an email, and we send you what we talked about and also the sequence of how to stop mind racing.
If you would send us the link, I'd love to put that in our newsletter.
That would be great.
And send that out to everyone as well.
Yes.
If you send us the link to that. So, you know, as we sort of wrap this up for today, this is a very important conversation. It really is. And I think part of my personality is I can be porous, meaning I pick up other people's energy really easily. You know, that's not something I grew up and asked for. It just happens to be the way I am. And I think recently, and there have been so many people concerned about the economy, about the media, about this and about that. And I want to ask you, how do we, quote, protect ourselves beyond what you've talked about? What can we do to make sure that we don't lose sight of our dream, that our dream stays in the forefront, that we do live in the world of unlimited possibilities?
Well, you know, I think all of us have plenty of evidence that this is true, that your life right now as it is a life of infinite possibilities. So what we are hearing in the media and what we are seeing, you know, in the stock market and all these kind of things, we know these are waves. These are like, you know, it goes up and down, valleys and hills, and there is nothing that is really more real than what we are experiencing right now. So I think appreciation for what we have and really looking at what's in our immediate reality going well is often enough to really realize, okay, this is something that is hyped up and that just, you know, makes the news, but it's not really what my reality is about. But make sure also that you are addressing, again, this part inside of you that feels more unsafe and insecure. And one thing I want to stress out is that lots of people misunderstand the negative self-talk as something that is bad. Oh, there is a punishing voice. There is a critic inside of me. That's not a nice thing. I want to get rid of this part of me that's like this. But when you really look at it, it's only asking for help and ultimately just wants you to be safe. It really just wants to make sure that you have covered it, all the bases, that you're fine, that you're okay. So it's just a safety issue. And when you understand that these questions are more about being safe, and I could talk for 2 hours more about that.
Yes, and I can listen to you.
Then you really understand that nothing inside of us is evil or bad. It's really just something that looks out for us. And that's what, you know, the premise of the subconscious mind is in general. Fortunately, we need to understand it better in order to work with it in a much more resourceful way.
Well, I love what you're saying. I always do. And, you know, this is a great conversation for so many people that are feeling challenged today. I received an email from a gentleman over the weekend, actually, you know, who said, please address the issue of the fact that I cannot pay my bills and my mind wants to tell me I'm a failure. And I think that's what we talked about
today. Exactly.
You know, I mean, I cannot pay my bills doesn't mean that I'm a failure.
No, absolutely not. And I think, you know, there are many things that the person probably can find about himself that he or she did really, really well. And we have to build upon that.
And they can call you.
Call me. Absolutely. 866-903-6463.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. CellularWisdom.com. Stay tuned. Karen Bentley in the house. What Oprah didn't tell you about dieting or what you didn't learn from Oprah, Karen Bentley will. We'll be right back.
I fell asleep beneath the flowers. For a couple of hours. On a beautiful day.